It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Hasbro have given us another cryptic G.I. Joe classified HasLab update, and Entertainment Earth add dates for their Yojo June pre-orders. Yeesh, what a week it has been. Finally getting around to reporting on today's stories, and we will be discussing these in more detail tomorrow on the weekly, so now you'll just get it twice. Starting with Entertainment Earth, who posted new G.I. Joe pre-orders for Yojo June on their Drop Zone page for the 14th and 21st of the month. Neither post really gives anything away, however they did drop the October Guard name in the June 21st pre-order description. That said, I doubt we will be seeing anyone from that faction for a while. June looks to be a very busy month for Joe and for HasLab, as we got yet another cryptic update to speculate on. The fourth update so far turned the attention to General Clayton Abernathy, aka Hawk. In a top secret memo to G.I. Joe High Command, he explained the following. Commanders, our recent meeting at HasLab offices was a rousing success. Unfortunately, their collaboration with Mars Industries to develop a fleet of armored high-speed sentries is too far along to halt completely at this stage. Once presented with irrefutable evidence of the terrorist activities sponsored by Cobra, HasLab agreed to work in tandem with G.I. Joe weapons developers to mass-produce a Joe vehicle with significant counter-strike capabilities. I will need your full authorization to move forward with these plans. The Joe team will need some new recruits as well. Let's put out a call. We want the best and brightest to join the operation. My full report with recommendations should be ready early June. Yo Joe, Hawk. Now this does give us some information, even if it's not specific to any particular characters. Firstly, it's a roundabout way of saying the Hiss tank will be shipping soon, and we already know that will be in the fall from a previous update. Secondly, we can assume that the G.I. Joe classified HasLab will have counter-strike capabilities against the Hiss tank. With the recent rumour of a dragonfly making the rounds, I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility that we could see the helicopter, which is further hinted at on the next image. But before moving on, Hawk explains that they will need new recruits for the team, which is a pretty obvious statement regarding the new figures we will see during the month, with both the recruits and HasLab very likely being revealed in early June, as he states at the end of the memo. Now, the following image is of a desk with a notepad, files and a pen, a ring binder for technical data, one file for recruits and another for design prototype 24. This could be a cryptic clue pointing at the dragonfly as the HasLab, based on the same number with a surrounding circle found on the vintage vehicle. This is all very exciting and I cannot wait for the reveals in what will be a very short time now as we barrel roll towards the best month of the year for Joe fans. And no, that was not a clue for barrel roll, so chill out. Anyway, what do you guys think? Who are the newest recruits to the classified series? What do you think the HasLab will be? If it is the dragonfly, who is it coming with? Let me know that it's Wild Bill in the comments below. Okay team, lots more content to come, including the weekly tomorrow for the first time in about 3 weeks, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.